The Naugatuck Senior Center closed on March 13th, and with it, VITA, or the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Bernie Grant has been the volunteer site coordinator in Naugatuck for 13 years, and in March, he hoped the Senior Center would open back up in short order.
And when it didn't, we ended up calling everybody that we had scheduled to try to reschedule them. There were about approximately 75 people we had to contact. About half of them, 37 or so, just canceled outright.
This was the case at most VITA sites across the state. The program is run by the Connecticut Association of Human Services and helps people making under $56,000 a year. Last year, it helped 20,000 people file taxes. This year, the numbers are down by about 3,000. The association says many who canceled appointments either paid for their tax preparation or haven't filed yet. Jennifer Prescott is a volunteer at the Waterbury site, and she suspects people who didn't file were older individuals who are used to physically going in person.
And when you have our centers closed down, they're not looking at doing it virtual, right? Or maybe they can't do the drive-in, drive-through.
Starting in late June, the volunteers got back to work. Filers could drop off paperwork in a parking lot or go online for virtual VITA service. Judy Fioria is one of them. She has worked on her taxes at the Naugatuck site with Grant and has gotten a refund in the last 4 years. But this year...
He doesn't think I am, but he's going to check it for sure. You know, doesn't hurt to ask, right?
Prescott says the service can save people a few hundred dollars. And next year, the volunteers say they're planning a bigger drive-through and online effort. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.